This week, the United States continued to show more signs that its economy is continuing to recover from the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. The genesis was the bursting of a housing bubble in the US, fueled by investments in risky subprime mortgages, triggering the Wall Street banking meltdown in September 2008. While Australia avoided the worst of the crisis, there are fresh warnings here that a dangerous real estate bubble might be emerging in Sydney and Melbourne. There's no suggestion that Australia's heading towards anything like the US housing crash, but the Reserve Bank's warnings about property speculation have been growing louder in recent years. The ABC's business editor, Peter Ryan, wonders if the lessons of history are being ignored.
I've been in journalism now for more than 30 years, so I've seen my fair share of stories and issues that come and go and re-emerge faster than ever through the increasing speed of the 24-hour news cycle. So in the past week, amid revelations that surging property prices might be fueling a real estate bubble in big cities like Sydney and Melbourne, I wondered and worried about short memories and warnings from the not-so-distant past. Yes, the Governor of the Reserve Bank, Glenn Stevens, has been reminding speculators, ordinary investors, probably anyone who'll listen in recent weeks, that they might get burned by betting that property prices will always rise. His warnings have been straight-talking and jargon-free, clearly aimed at unsophisticated property punters. But the missives are hardly new. Back in March 2010, Mr. Stevens took the unprecedented step of going on breakfast television to deliver a wake-up message to a broad general audience. For the usually reserved Mr. Stevens, it was a big departure from addressing the usual suspects of market economists, academics and finance journalists. Here's what he told Channel 7's Sunrise program more than 4 years ago.
I think it is a mistake to assume that a riskless, easy, guaranteed way to prosperity is just to be leveraged up into property. You know, it isn't going to be that easy.
In other words, Mr. Stevens was warning back then that despite what some financial advisor might have recommended, investing in bricks and mortar was no longer the easy path to prosperity it was in the latter part of the 20th century. The gentle message came a few months after Mr. Stevens declared the emergency from the global financial crisis was over and that interest rates were about to move higher back to a normalised level of around 5%. Glenn Stevens' warning from that interview has a special resonance 4 years later, amid signs that the cash rate could start rising from its 50-year low of 2.5%, perhaps as early as Melbourne Cup Day.
I think it would be not doing people any favours to have a prolonged period of very low rates and then hammer them unexpectedly. And of course, the banks that are lending the money should be, and I'm sure are, testing the potential borrower. Can you handle some rise in interest rates?
That softening up message was also designed for the banks pumping out the cash, effectively asking, are you really helping your customers by lending them too much money? Fast forward to March 2014, and the similarity of the tone is striking. Here's what Glenn Stevens told the House Economics Committee on March the 7th, when he ramped up the warning about real estate speculation and the potential for fingers getting burned.
I would repeat what I've said before, that in Sydney in particular, but not just Sydney now, there's been a very big run-up in investor activity, and that's okay, but people need to keep in mind prices don't just rise, they can fall, they have fallen. And we need to be careful that we don't take on too much leverage on the expectation that ever rising prices for the asset make that work out, because I think that would be a dangerous assumption.
Just last week, the Reserve Bank released its latest financial stability review and warned that Australian banks could fuel real estate speculation if they weakened their lending standards. And once again, the RBA pointed out the risks of real estate investments and that low rates had the potential to encourage speculative activity. Now, the RBA hasn't used the word bubble. That's been left to others. Last year, it said the use of the term was excessively alarmist, although recent language does appear to show greater concern that rising prices are unsustainable. And Glenn Stevens hasn't been on his own. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission has warned self-funded retirees to be careful about buying real estate for their self-managed funds. And late last year, the International Monetary Fund said the recent surge in Australian property prices and rising investor expectations could cause values to overshoot. In that Sunrise interview 4 years ago, Glenn Stevens described himself as probably Sydney's most boring person. But his early words of warning could prove prophetic in a world where boring should be a sign of wisdom, and as the window of short memories appears to be getting shorter.
ABC's business editor Peter Ryan.